This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Hey, Delaney. As we traverse across the country, coming up this hour, what's buzzworthy? Promises, promises, and what is true, perhaps in the 100 days, the first 100, of President-elect Donald Trump's administration. Coming up also on this show, we'll introduce you to somebody who could be a member, not of the cabinet, but a member of this new Trump team, a former Navy SEAL. That's coming up a little bit later on this show, and the cheap movie reviews. Because after all, every once in a while, you gotta sit in a dark theater and just chillax. Hopefully, if you've paid your $11, it's worth every cent. I was thinking this today, getting ready for the cheap movie reviews. When was the last time that I left a theater where I just, could not watch the movie? And it's been a very long time, I think, since that's happened to me. There have been a couple movies where I was teetering, but I did not walk out. Usually, I'm very selective as far as what movies I end up going to. And then, of course, we also have DVDs. What's out on DVD? Because it's not even DVD anymore, because we're all streamers. We all have that same addiction. It's called binge watching. And perhaps you were a House of Cards fan. I watched both the British version and the American version with Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright Penn. I thought it was absolutely terrific. Some of my friends just couldn't take it. They thought it was a little bit too rough. Speaking of Washington and too rough, although he's not too rough, from Talk Media News, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. I was mean when I was in office, but not now.
Did you, well, you know what? I think you went through a transformation. I should tell everyone, by the way, can you still get Sideswiped? Can they get that on Amazon?
Yeah, well, no, there's I'll give you the link. I don't have it on me right now, but there's a link. You can get it.
All right, so you'll have to give me
Amazon. That's why I'll give it to you.
You'll have to give me the link. But do you think going to prison, did that change things for you?
Yeah, I lost 68 pounds.
See, because the food was just that bad. It's not like Orange is the New Black. It's
somebody
not
said,
good
how'd
food.
You do it? I said, they said, did you run? I said, no, I walked. If you run, they'll shoot you. Of course I walked. I did walk off 68 pounds and then the food and things like that. But, no, I wasn't really mean in Congress, so I had a lot of friends there. But it's a rough place. When I say mean, it's a blood sport. You can't be nice.
You can't be nice.
Political battles, you can't be nice. No.
No, I agree with that. And, of course, we're seeing it now. It's been really interesting. I do this, and you know this. You flip from the Huffington Post to Drudge.
Right.
You go from MSNBC to, Fox. And it's very different the way this transition is being portrayed. But
yeah.
what do you make of Michael Flynn, the guy that could be the National Security Advisor?
You know, a guy was yelling about him today when I was at the gym running. So, he stopped me. He stopped my running, and seriously, and he was yelling and said that Flynn, I don't know, there was controversy to him. But I said, well, you know, there's going to be controversy to a lot of the people, too. I don't know. I don't know that he's the best choice. I mean, they had talked about John Bolton, which I think would be a disaster with Secretary of State, but again, maybe not one singular person is the end of the world. I think there's so much speculation right now on this whole thing. And I did look, and I remember George Bush when I was in Congress, Kate, he waited so late to appoint people, we were just losing our minds because it was so late. But I think that Trump on the appointment process he's not lagged behind President Obama when he first got in, you know. I think it took President Obama about 21 days, if I remember right.
21.
to do the process, to begin the process. So I guess Flynn would be okay. It's a start. Nikki Haley, I think, if he picks her for Secretary of State, I think that would be pretty good.
Yeah, I do too. How about Cruz? Cruz, who was so venomous about all the name calling, his wife Heidi. Now he's comes out of a meeting at Trump Tower, and apparently he's interested in the AG job.
Yeah. He's very smart. Ted Cruz is very, very smart legally. And I was telling somebody today that I thought he actually would be a decent choice for the AG. Now they're going to have to clean up the whole FBI and the Justice Department. You know, he'd be a good choice. But you're right in the sense of, you know, the things Donald Trump said. And I'm thinking, okay, but he'd like to be Attorney General. He could be in the cabinet. And remember how he used to refer to Trump during the debates, Donald? Now he'd have to say Mr. President Donald instead. During the meeting.
Yeah. President.
Okay. Yes. I thought that today, too. My friend that stopped me is so hysteric. I mean, he's just politically ended his life. And I said, are you going to ever be able to say president? You're going to get that out of your mouth. So.
Yeah, exactly. I know. It's just different to think that way. So how about Harry Reid? Speaking of embracing that, Harry Reid said the election was thrown to Trump by Comey from the FBI.
I don't think it can all be blamed on Comey. I mean, he did clear Hillary Clinton, and because, you know, it was all up in the air. Look, it wasn't going to go anywhere. In the way it was headed, where it wasn't decided before the election. If he hadn't decided before the election, it would have been that she was absolutely under investigation up to Election Day. So I don't think any of it was helpful, don't get me wrong. I just don't see it as, you know, the main thing that did it. I think she was headed for a tough election anyway. I always did think it would be close. But I don't think Comey was very professional how he handled the whole thing. You know, when he cleared her, he said things about her which you're not supposed to do. Then he came back and opened it right before and I thought that hurt when he opened it back up. But I still thought at the end saying, oh, well, okay, she's clear was better than leaving it dangling, you know. But I don't think it was the complete end. It wasn't helpful, let's face it, though. It wasn't helpful.
No, wasn't helpful. I agree with that. We live in interesting times, that's for sure. Are people asking you if you know anything about the inauguration? Can you get them in? Can you get them closer?
It's funny you mentioned that. I told my daughter today, I called her, I said, I'm just going to shut my computer down. I mean, people that I thought had passed away, can you get me tickets? Do you know Corey Lewandowski? Can I meet Trump? Here, I have a foreign policy solution. Can you get it to me?
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like, no, I do radio. Stop it.
I do radio.
It made me glad I'm not in office because during special times, if you're in office, you're driven completely out of your mind.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh,
trust me. It's
presidents. They want you know, everything.
Yeah, get me on the floor.
I'm getting tons of requests. You'd think I was back in
office.
Yes.
I love it.
Ratner will get to me pretty soon, I'm sure.
All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much. You have a fabulous weekend.
All righty, you too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Coming up next, we'll talk about some of the promises made along the way, and I've mentioned a few of them the other night, what I think will happen and what could possibly take place sooner rather than later with President-elect Trump. Stay with us.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
We'll be hearing that when he enters certain rooms. Yes, hail to the chief. He is the president-elect, and along the campaign trail, it was a long campaign, he listed what he wanted to do as president sooner rather than later. Let me tell you about some of the promises. Thanks to my friends over at Bloomberg, who gave me a handy-dandy list with the dates stamped on them as well, including this one: I will lift the restrictions on the production of $50 trillion worth of job-producing American energy reserves. He said that on October 22nd of this year. He said, I will also cancel all wasteful climate change spending from Obama Clinton, including all global warming payments to the United Nations. He said that a few days later in October. And we already know that there's been a lot of discussions about climate change policies, Paris Accords, all of that sort of stuff related to the environment. I think that we will see a change there for sure. And by the way, easy for me to say. Here's where I have to take a break and take a sip of water. Remember, like Rubio when he did that? I'm taking a Rubio sip. When he did that after one of the State of the Unions. The Japanese Prime Minister said on Thursday he had a very candid discussion with President-elect Donald Trump during a brief press availability following their in-person meeting. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is his name. Didn't explain in detail what he discussed with Trump because he said it was unofficial, but they did have a good meeting. It was Trump's first in-person meeting with a foreign head of state since he clinched the presidency last week, and comes after Trump has suggested that Japan should shoulder a bigger financial burden of the U.S. military's forces in the region. In fact, that was one of the things that he promised that we wouldn't be dealing with, that in Japan, also in South Korea. That was one of the promises that he listed. He said back in June of 2015, so well over a year and a half ago, I'll bring back our jobs from China, from Mexico, from Japan, from so many places. I'll bring back our jobs and I'll bring back our money. I wonder what kind of, there's probably no discussion necessarily on that. Remember, the Japanese government was concerned by some of the remarks made by Trump during the campaign about relations between the two countries. They were rattled by Trump's suggestion that Japan, which had until last year had a pacifist constitution, should obtain nuclear weapons to protect itself from North Korea. Be fun to be a fly on the wall to have heard that discussion, but nothing official could come out of that, of course, but there was that meeting. Okay, here was something else that was promised along the way. When that Ford car comes back across the border into our country that now comes in free, we're going to charge them a 35% tax. That was September 15th when Donald Trump said that. You know, Bernie Sanders, I thought today, said something interesting. Bernie Sanders said, I am all for and will support this president if he goes after the corporations, because, you know, that's one of the things that Trump said about getting business back on our shores. So specifically, Bernie Sanders said, if Trump has the guts to take on corporate America, hey, he's got an ally. He's got an ally in me if he's going to do that. Isn't it interesting, the willingness on the part of Sanders, a longtime Democratic socialist, to work with Trump on a series of economic issues that shows how unorthodox and populist this message is that Trump used during his victory over Hillary Clinton. So, you know, we really could see that. We really could see that if, in fact, that happens. Let me give you some more promises. Promises, promises. There's a song, Promise, an old song. I want to say it's from the 70s. How about this? He said, my administration will aggressively pursue joint and coalition military operations to crush and destroy ISIS, international cooperation to cut off their funding, expanded intelligence sharing, and cyber warfare to disrupt and disable their propaganda and recruiting. He said that back in August, and I can't imagine who would not be for that. We see the horrific things that have happened with ISIS. I mean, just now, not too long ago, Kosovo police say they stopped a planned ISIS attack against Israel's national soccer team. Can you imagine? And, I mean, listen, what they're doing, then there was the threat of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade as an excellent target attack, ISIS calling out to people, saying, this, if you're with us, there's the perfect place. And, you know, they got to take this serious. And how do you reinforce a parade the size of that New York City Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade? But ISIS urged supporters to use rented trucks in attacks similar to what they did in the summer in France. One guy did, killing 86 people. So police are going to do what they've had to do a few times. They're going to have sand-filled trucks and concrete barriers at all as barricades all around the parade route to stop trucks. After hearing ISIS say it would be an excellent target, you know, almost 3.5 million people go to the parade. The parade, I've been there, you may have been there, is 2.5 miles long. So that's not a good thing. So here to doing anything and working with other governments and getting rid of any kind of funding, strangulating anything that goes toward the ISIS scum. There's no question about that. In January, in the beginning of the year, Trump said, I will get rid of gun-free zones on schools and on military bases. I'll tell you what, military bases especially, I agree with that. Nothing worse than what happened at Fort Hood. How can it be that you sacrifice, you join the military, you sacrifice, and then you are killed by somebody who is mobilized by the cause and randomly shoots people, and they have no defense, and they're on a military base? I don't get it. Then he said this in November of 2015, I will absolutely take databases on the people coming in from Syria. If I win, they're going back. They're going back. We can't have them. So there's been a lot of conversation about immigration and the flow of how many people are allowed in, over a million now. We had that conversation the other day about what would happen as far as the amount of people coming in, getting visas. That's a number that isn't talked about very often. It's always about just illegal and who's coming across the border. So from a quarter of a million, it would be down to a quarter of a million instead of a million. We talked with Roy Beck about that from Numbers USA, that instead we would get, you know, maybe 400,000 instead of a million. That's the proposal. And how much better would that be when we're talking about the amount of visas that can go out and the amount of people that can come in, you know, period. Guantanamo Bay, which, by the way, we are keeping open, and we're going to load it up with some bad dudes. We're going to load it up. That's what Trump said in February of this year. Going to keep Guantanamo. I don't see how you can close it at this point anyway, unless everybody's dished back from there, because the expense of moving everybody to the United States and then housing them where in the United States? At one point, I can't even remember who the fool was, but somebody suggested New York. It's like, what, are you serious? No, I don't think so. You want to talk about painting a target? That would make absolutely no sense. So it makes sense to keep Guantanamo until everybody's dispersed. So do the military tribunals. Move on with it. Get people dispersed someplace else. Dish them back to the countries that don't want them back. And then in August of this year, he said, I'm proposing an across-the-board income tax reduction, especially for middle-income Americans. Hear, hear, who is not going to say they want to see that happen? Stay with us. What's buzzworthy across the land? We're talking about it next.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
New terms. What is buzzworthy that's happening around the country? Besides, of course, we're talking about Donald Trump filling his cabinet and all the positions he has open now that he's the incoming president of the United States, and that certainly is the massive flow of conversation happening still, I think, in many of our homes and where we work and with our friends and in other places, absolutely. What's it going to be? What's going to happen? What's going to happen with immigration? What's going to happen with those promises? Some of the promises that I went through, and will he follow through? And how long will it take? And now that it's a stacked deck Republican across the board, what's that going to look like? It's going to be, I think, pretty interesting starting in January. To see how quickly things move, and also to see, by the way, if there are Democrats like Bernie Sanders who jumps on board with something specific that he can agree on and work on with Trump, because then that would be the ultimate. You know, that there are people that are just couldn't believe that it's happened, that somebody who had no political experience got elected. And he's trying to work, it looks like, with certain people. Even all of a sudden, Mitt Romney is talking about a position or is being talked about for a position. So, boy, that has I'll tell you, that has become really, really interesting to watch. There may be some curveballs, some real surprises. But let's talk about a few other things, because I think, after all, that some of us are a little weary. I know some of you are. I can tell when I read some of the emails in the mailbag that you'd like to talk about something else besides politics. How about this? I just happened to see a story from Bloomberg on this, that divorce, how they figured it out, I don't know, because I think it's a hard metric to measure. I guess in the court system you could do it, though. That divorce has actually fallen for the third consecutive year to its lowest level in more than 35 years. So marriage is up a bit. 32.3 marriages for every 1,000 unmarried women age 15 or older last year. So from 31.9 in 2014. They say it's the highest since 2009, and that the decline has stopped. Wow. It's hard to know why divorce is in decline. The aging population, gender roles changing. What is that? Gen X? What is that? Lowest divorce rates, by the way, in Hawaii. Hawaii. How can you get upset in Hawaii? How do you get upset at your spouse? You just go watch a sunset. Take a drive around one of the islands. I mean, come on. I can see why divorce rates wouldn't be high in Hawaii. And then it's too darn expensive to live there, so unless you had a pile of money, it'd be an expensive proposition. And low divorce rates, 11.1%. Guess what was next? Wisconsin, Rhode Island, Delaware, and New Jersey, all under 13. The northeastern United States has the lowest marriage rates. Utah, the highest. Are we surprised by that? No. I don't think so. But there are millions of older couples, according to a recent study by the National Center for Family and Marriage Research. The number of Americans over 50 living together unmarried has almost tripled from 2000 to 2014 to 3.2 million. Well, in some ways, that also makes sense, right? Because how old are we talking about? So divorce rates are down, plunging, a 35-year low. I think that's buzzworthy. Do you know a lot of people getting divorces, or do you know more people getting married, or more people staying single? What is it? Which is it? All right, speaking of plunging, you know, we do this thing called Nail the Score here, and this week and last week we did special nights normally. It's Tuesday into Wednesday. If you're listening to me, this is being rebroadcast. Bravo for you for downloading it. But if you ever want to join us live, it's so much fun. You can catch Nail the Score in the final segment of our second hour, so Tuesday into Wednesday. So check it out. NFL. I got, you know, I get tons of... Yeah, what am I? A political, so you know, I'll peel back the onion. I am a political junkie, right? Political junkie, sports junkie, and business. My husband, who is not a misogynist or sexist, he says I'm half man, half woman because of my interests. So there's conversation about, and it's buzzworthy, about the NFL, and in the latest issue of Sports Illustrated, they did a whole study on the NFL and why ratings are down, why ratings are lower than they've been, and what's going on with football in America. They did a really thorough survey on it and talked about what it is, what is the reason why some people are turning away from football, and the ratings are what they call depressed. Right? But the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers was the most watched game of the season. 28.9 million viewers. That evening, NBC Sunday Night Football, featuring the Patriots and the Seahawks, drew 22.5 million, the most for any primetime football game this season. But ratings for Week 10 games were still down an average of 6% from 1 year ago. I think some of it is the election. because there was focus on the election. I bet you, well, we know this. More people watched, were focused on the debate, wanted to watch the debate, watch the debate. So does that change? Does that turn around? Or soccer, UFC, are there other sports that the NFL has to wrestle with, compete with for attention? And the answer is yes, absolutely. Couple of things that are buzzworthy. Plunging divorce rates and plunging NFL ratings. Let's go to Dan, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hello, baby.
How are you?
I'm fat, but that's what you get for eating too much.
Well, just walk around the block. You're a guy. It burns off faster.
Oh, you betcha. You betcha. Now, listen, I got a little information for you. Then also, I have a joke for you. Do I have any time?
Oh, I love your jokes. You have time. Go for it.
Okay. First, you want the joke or the thing?
Tell me the joke.
Okay. This guy died, and he went to heaven. And while he was there, St. Peter was talking to him. And he says, St. Peter, he says, what are all those clocks on the wall next to you? He says, well, those measure how many people have told lies. He says, if you look up here, it says, Mother Teresa, the hand has never moved. He never told a lie. She's in heaven, and she's loving it. Over here, Abraham Lincoln, he only told two lies. The hand just barely moved. He says, I see a name, Hillary Clinton. Where is her clock? He says, J.C. is using it for a ceiling fan.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, now for the serious stuff. Okay, look, all through the election, the news media went in the tank for Hillary Clinton all the way. And now they are going to have the worst comeuppance that they ever thought possible because Donald, he's not going to take it. He's going to get revenge. They're going to find themselves the most isolated, non-informed, non-information-bearing people in the world. The press secretary won't even be necessary for Donald. He's going to shut these people out, and they can run around and tell stories about how they're blah, 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 but it's not going to do them any good. He's had it with these people, and he's going to literally destroy their credibility in the world. They gave up any possible sense of being just observers and reporters. They went in the tank. Everybody, from Pelley to Holt to Murr, everyone that was on the Chris Matthews, you name it, everybody was in the tank for Hillary, and now payback is going to be, as they say, you know what? It's going to be bad news for these people. The other night they were crying because he didn't tell them that he was going to 21, and he's not going to tell them anything. From now on, they can go cover the Smoky Mountain fires or the rattlesnake hunters of Sweetwater, Texas, stuff like that. As far as what they're going to get in the way of information, it's going to be very, very limited, and they're going to be treated like 26% citizens. That's far back down the tubes. These people are going to get a payback you will not believe, and I'm all for it. I could not stand the way they covered Hillary and let her get away with all the crap that she pulled off all those times. And the Clintons, if they give a pardon to them, it's all right. Somebody else will get them down the line. Those people are persona non grata in both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, and they're gone.
I agree that there are people mad at the Clintons.
You bet.
Are furious with the Clintons on both sides. You're absolutely right about that. Dan, have a good one. Thank you. Coming back, we'll take a look at the headlines across the country. Stay with us.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Madonna, back when she had that young girl voice, remember? I think that was her first album. I don't know how she was, maybe in her 20s. All right, we're in our final turn here on America's Night for this hour of the show. And I have been looking at what people are saying far and wide when it comes to what I call the screaming headlines. The Los Angeles Times, my friends, reads like this. Is Donald Trump's America? In Donald Trump's America, is California the new Texas? Ha! And they Texas's brand of resistance to President Obama may be a model, albeit an imperfect one, for California leaders wondering where the state fits in now. It doesn't really, so I understand what they're saying. Also, you would see in the Los Angeles Times, California Democrats ask Obama to pardon nearly 750,000 dreamers, but White House says it won't work. Then the Los Angeles Rams break ground on a $2.6 billion Inglewood Stadium, a new era of the NFL. It's so funny because I was just talking about what was buzzworthy, that what's happening with the NFL ratings and why they've been down. What are some of the reasons why they've been down? Well, some of the reasons, the Colin Kaepernick thing, some people are saying that didn't help. The violence stories didn't help. And that people are just tired of a million different games. I happen to love competition in sports, and I really love the great game of the NFL. I don't like the concussion nonsense and the way they covered it up, but now it's being dealt with. But I think there's competition, and the attention span is short. The BBC, our friends in England, say it's 8 seconds. 8 seconds, I tell you. Do you have an 8-second attention span? I know a lot of people that have a very short attention span. I don't think I'm one of them, but most people have short attention spans. Okay, let's move on to yet another set of scribes in a different paper. The Chicago Tribune says at the top, Chris Bryant's MVP award, another step on his way to Cooperstown, talking about a Chicago Cub young guy out of the University of San Diego. In 2013, he was the number two selection from the Cubs, and he paid off handsomely, didn't he? Yeah. Also, Chicago Tribune had this. There was a commentary. When they go low, it said rude, racist, sexist, or plain dumb attacks on Michelle Obama. Ooh. Then there was a Facebook fake news writer, I think Donald Trump is in the White House because of me, technology. You know, there have been a lot of stories about that, about the fake news helping Donald Trump. And the story talks about what do they mean by that? What is the whole fake news thing? And Paul Horner is the guy's name, 38-year-old, made a living off of viral news hoaxes for a bunch of years. He twice convinced the Internet that he's a British graffiti artist, Banksy. He also published the very viral, very fake news of Yelp versus South Park lawsuit last year. But recently, like, he found a whole new ecosystem. In March, Donald Trump's son Eric and his then campaign manager Corey Lewandowski tweeted links to one of his articles, and the stories appeared on Google. So, did Horner affect the presidential election? Everybody's trying to quantify, qualify, figure out. Listen, here's what the gist is. I know this from all of you calling the show. People were miserable with, especially in the Rust Belt, many of you listening to me in the Rust Belt, where your jobs were just shoved out, you were shoved in a corner, and the Democrats did a very poor job of trying to even come in, have a discussion about your life, where you're headed, where the jobs are. That wasn't even happening. So Trump was smart. This is what they did. They won on the ground game. Listen, going to Grand Rapids, Tomas in Michigan called us. He could barely had no words for it. He was overwhelmed that here's this candidate who the lines are crazy and he's speaking until 1 o'clock in the morning. So there's your answer. That's the number one reason why. There can be debates about fake news and followings and all of that, but it does still come down to the Democrats not playing their hand right in the first place, not talking to the people who were disenfranchised and sick of the same old thing. The Seattle Times, this is what they thought was worth the front. Trump offers retired Lieutenant General Mike Flynn national security advisor job. We've been talking about that. Then Trump backers talk of a registry, World War II internment camps, angers Muslims. Of course, that has nothing like that has been suggested about internment camps. And then Boeing plan takes a hit as the House votes to ban commercial aircraft sales to Iran. Because, of course, Boeing would be very big in Seattle. A lot of people there make their living thanks to Boeing. And that would be a huge, anything to do with Boeing would be a huge story. So the Republican-led House acted decisively to bar the sale of commercial planes to Iran. So that scuttles some of the deals that have been authorized by the Obama administration, and that's billions and billions of dollars. The vote was pretty easy, too. 243 to 174. So lawmakers passed legislation that would disallow the Treasury Department from issuing licensing U.S. banks who would need to complete the transaction. So then that wouldn't happen because they couldn't do it. They couldn't do the transaction. Iran's nuclear deal with the U.S. and other world powers ended international economic sanctions against Tehran and specifically allowed for the sale of the planes and the spare parts. So the Treasury Department said the licenses granted to Boeing and Airbus had strict conditions to ensure the planes would be used exclusively for commercial passenger use and couldn't be resold or transferred to a designated entity. Yeah, right. Congressman Peter Roskam, Republican from Illinois, said the aircraft sale was a scandal. And he criticized Boeing and Airbus for seeking in the first place to do business with Iran. And he said, we need to make sure the American financial system is not complicit in this deal. We need to make sure that American taxpayers are not subsidizing the deal. Why should we subsidize that deal? I thoroughly agree, but the Iran thing was such a bungled mess anyway. Here you have Condi Rice and anybody and their brother stepping on the throat of Iran. Finally, they're feeling the sanctions, and then we say, oh, no more sanctions. And then, lo and behold, they stick us in the eye. Are we shocked by that? No. We're not shocked by that, right? You knew that was going to happen. And that's the problem, another dumb deal. Washington Post, which is usually massively filled on the front page, of course, with politics, says Trump taps fiery Flynn for security advisor. And then there was another headline, as Trump prepares for Romney meeting, offer to Flynn sends mixed signals to global leaders. And almost everything was about politics and Trump and what was going to happen next. Not a surprise, because like I said, the Washington Post mostly would be filled with that kind of talk. In fact, the whole front page is all about the politics of the day. Hey, thank you, and yeah, the taller guy in the back, for paying attention for more than 8 seconds. You guys rock.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.